Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joins us now. Jeff, how you doing today, bud?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, depressed about the state of the Pirates, but in terms of real life, feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Jeff.
Let me tell you about depressed. Walking in that clubhouse after the game. Dude, you try not to have emotion in this, but it's, man, you feel for these dudes. I mean, it's just bad.
18 games under 500 on May 20th, only 7 games up on the Rockies, who are just on an historically awful pace. And Jeff, the national talking heads have been discussing the Pirates and whether or not they should trade Paul Skeens. And enough of these talking heads have now said that to make me wonder, is Paul Skeens' agent trying to get the wheels in motion? Is this like tinfoil hat stuff for me, or could that be a possibility here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't see in that clubhouse of like Skeens actively being away from his teammates or sulking or anything like that. But even on his own, could the agent be throwing that out there just to sure. Because I mean, we've kind of seen how how the hot dog is made over the last few years with how much agents kind of influence national people and how much what they put out there are thrown at them by agents. And yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. It could be hypothetical. It also could be, you know, what is going to happen. I mean, Paul Skeens is not going to sign an extension here. I mean, it reminds me back in a decade ago with Gerrit Cole. I mean, there was no way that Gerrit Cole was ever going to sign an extension with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's a California dude. He wanted to make money. I understand. We all want him. I mean, I'm not knocking him for that. But you knew that there was no way he was going to sign an extension, no matter how good they were. How are they going to be able to afford what Paul Skeens is going to command?
Jeff, why do you think that the Pirates made the decision to wait on getting surgery for Jared Jones? Was it a Jared Jones decision? Was it a Pirates decision? I mean, it's kind of inevitable. I mean, the issue was the elbow, and you knew that probably ultimately he's going to have to get Tommy John. So why wait so long? Now he's out a season and a half. Like, we're not going to see him until 2027.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, there are things I'll knock the Pirates for. I mean, Jared didn't want surgery. I mean, no player wants to have surgery. You want to do whatever you can, as you guys know, to avoid it. He had been making a few strides. You know, he had been able to throw out to distance. And then a few days ago, like, he just felt it in the elbow. Now, as a team, you can't tell a player, like, listen, you got to have surgery. If the player says, listen, I want to wait, I want to get another opinion, and normally when they get another opinion, it's inevitable, like, hey, it's in your best interest. But ultimately, it's up to the player. We're going to find out a little bit more from Todd Tomczyk how it all went down. But, you know, Jared wanted to avoid it. He thought there was a way that he'd be able to come back this year. And sadly, as, you know, as everyone is kind of finding out, if he does indeed have Tommy John surgery, not only does he miss this year, he's going to miss next as well.
It makes
me sick.
And that's
what sucks about the timing.
Terrible.
And, yeah. And, you know, guys, I mean, it seems like it's a thing now. Like, everybody has come back from some type of knee surgery in sports. I mean, how many pitchers have come back from Tommy John, and you don't even know they had Tommy John surgery because they're so good on the back end?
It just sort of hit me in the middle of that discourse. A question popped into my head. Will Paul Skeens be a Pirate the next time Jared Jones throws a pitch for the Pirates? I mean, it's certainly not 100%.
2 years, and then what if 2027 is a lockout? Because that's when the CBA is up. So, I mean, is it a possibility? I mean, maybe. I mean, we'll kind of see. And I mean, 2027 is going to be fascinating just because, you know, what rules are going to change, all of that. I mean, we don't have to get into that yet, but yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, it sucks for Jared first off. I mean, you come off this rookie year.
Yes.
People are excited about you. You get into spring training, you get going. It's like the excitement around the Pirates was as much as you felt, you know, maybe in a decade. And he's a big part of that. And then he's throwing, and then he feels a little something, and then he thinks, no, we'll make this work. And he does some rehab, slowly starting to improve. And then here we are in May. Your team has just had a disastrous start, and now you might be out 2 years.
Feel awful for the guy. Jeff, I got a stat here, and this is the stat that, to me, underscores this team's futility more than any other stat. The Pirates are 8-21 when Skeens, Keller, or Heaney pitch. Skeens has a 2.44 ERA, Keller a 3.88, and Heaney with a 3.02. Is there one thing for you that stands out as like the most damning statistic or the thing that bothers you most about what's going on here?
From a statistic wise, of the 24 straight games, under five, a third of those have been one or fewer runs, zero or one runs. But I mean, here's the thing that maybe most people don't see. Like, Adam Frazier not getting a bunt down on Sunday. Like, come on, man. You've been in the league 10 years. Like, that stuff frustrates me.
Yes.
Like, did Tommy Pham have to slide to make that catch?
No.
Or could he just caught it on the run? Like, is that – I know a lot of guys do it, but, like, stuff like – these guys are veterans.
Right.
It's one thing if, if Canario makes a mistake or one of the younger guys. Even if Henry Davis, has a tough game, he's still young in the league. Like, these guys making mistakes drive me more nuts on simple things than some of the other stuff. Because it's not like O'Neill Cruz isn't trying. It's not like Brian Reynolds isn't trying. They're just struggling big time, and that stinks. But these other things are just, they're simple plays that should be made.
Jeff, the Steelers did make a call on Chris Olave, receiver for the Saints. I don't know how that's going to go. It seemed like it probably isn't going to go through. So do you think the Steelers ultimately make a trade for a number two wide receiver? Do you think they ultimately settle for a Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper, a free agent veteran wide receiver that they'll give a one-year deal to for this year?
I mean, it's good to go out and check. And for Olave, it'd be a guy that you're probably buying cheap, given some of the injuries, and you're rolling the dice a little bit on somebody like that. So I think those calls are really beneficial, just because you may not give up much, and there's a risk there, but the reward could be big. But I do think I we get in, not that guys won't be at it or you won't make trades, but we're starting to get to that point, man. Once you get past mandatory mini camp during U.S. Open week, ain't much going on in the league from that point.
Yeah.
That's your window that you can get away. So, could something still happen? Maybe. I think they're doing their due diligence, but I wouldn't describe what the Steelers are doing as actively hunting for a number two off somebody else's roster that, maybe one of these veterans. But even that could be maybe by minicamp. If not, then it's going to be a coming in training camp. And we have seen veterans coming, more so defensively, but we have seen that over the last few years.
Jeff, I'm just combing over my contract here, and it states that I have to ask you an Aaron Rodgers question. So here it comes. Best to your knowledge, and I don't know that this is something you're checking in on every day, but are they still buying the Rodgers thing down on South Water Street? They still feel good about it?
Yeah. I think they remain patient with Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think anything's changed. I think the deal is in place. The sides know the parameters. Now it's just a matter of, is he going to say yes? Or is all of this, hey, I don't want to look bad by missing OTAs. So, yeah, we've got a deal in place, but I've got some things to work out. Maybe he got married. I know that's the latest thing. There was a wedding ring on some video that he was on. So, dude, I will say this. If he does indeed sign, it is going to be a fascinating year.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Jeff, appreciate your time as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.